Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Man to Man Radio.
Welcome to Man Radio with Richard Hall and Chris Smith, where the focus is raw, uncut conversation about love, life, and family, and a little bit more. Your comments are welcome, so dial in. The number is 646-200-3148. Man to Man Radio. Let's get this show started.
You bust it. It's all on your grill.
Man, what's good? What's good? I'm your host, Richard Hall, and you're welcome to Man Radio. And you know I can't do this show without my brother from another mother, Chris, a.k.a. KV. What's good, man?
What's happening, big dog? How you feeling tonight, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. You know, it's been a hell of a week. You know, it's been one of those trying weeks, but, you know, I'm feeling good for the most part, man. That's why I'm glad we're doing the topic that we're doing tonight, man, because, you know, we get to invite some callers to call in and vent, and everybody can just kind of let their hair down and vent tonight.
Keep it all the way 100. Keep it all the way 100 just like we like it.
Man, let's keep it 1,000 tonight.
Let's do it, man. Hold on. We done had the eclipse, the solar eclipse happen the other day, so anything can happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know everybody's acting a little strange after that. Your phone's not working. Car's breaking down.
Come on,
woman ain't doing what she's supposed to be doing.
Look, some of the women already offended. Look, I'm telling you, you starting to turn into me, man. I got to stop rubbing off on you.
No, man. You know, after I got back from vacation, man, I just got to say it from my chest, man. That's all. That's all it is. But I still will keep it balanced. I still keep it balanced. You know, I'll still side with logic.
Sometimes you gotta say it. You gotta let people know what it is. Like I said, I ain't
say it with your chest.
Little ass boy.
Exactly, man. But how was your week, man? How you been? You been good?
Man, like I said, just trying to maintain, man. These phones going down on me. I don't have two phones drop on me in less than a week. So just got my new phone yesterday. You know, everybody be on this team iPhone stuff. I got this iPhone, but I don't really know if I'm feeling this. I'm waiting on my personal phone to come. But, you know, like I said, maintaining as always.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. I'm excited tonight because, you know, tonight we're going to talk about a good topic, man, that I don't, you know, we talk about it amongst probably our friends or maybe, you know, some women probably talk about it, you know, when they're going through some issues and stuff. And, you know, have you ever been in that situation where it's like just like a help me? You're trying to express to your woman, help me, help us. Like, you're doing every damn thing you can. And you just feel like you're doing it yourself. You know what I mean?
No help.
No help. Help me, help us. Like, help me, help us. Like, we in this together. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We invite all the callers, everybody listening, we invite you to call in tonight because we want y'all to vent. Because Chris and I, we're going to talk about it tonight. You know, it's going to be real. Yeah, it's going to be real. It's going to be uncut. We're going to talk about it. You know, maybe we can help you work through something. Maybe. Or maybe not.
If you want to. Or maybe we can decide to.
Hey, or maybe we could just be some listening ears and be like, yeah, man, she crazy, you know. But anyway, look, let's take a quick break, Chris. We're gonna take a quick break. Invite, you know, listeners, call in right now. Let your friends know that Richard and Chris are on Man to Man Radio. The call-in number is 646-200-3148. You know what's going down on the hottest network on Blog Talk Radio, Hot Topics Talk Radio Network. So you're listening to Man to Man Radio, and we'll be right back. going down.
Have you ever passed a sister or brother and was taken by their beautiful skin and hair? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And that secret is Shades of Africa. Shades of Africa carries products for that beautiful hair and beautiful skin. They carry a wide range of natural hair and skincare products, as well as aroma oils, burning oils, authentic African jewelry, art, and artifacts. So for all your fine African products, visit Shades of Africa in two locations, in the city of Corona at 114 East 6th Street and in the city of Long Beach at 1001 East 4th Street. You can contact them by phone in Corona at area code 951-284-7888 and in Long Beach by dialing area code 562-436-2210. Shop in person or online by going to www.shadesofafrica.com. That's Shades of Africa, A-F-R-I-K-A. When shopping in person or ordering by phone, mention Hot Topics Talk Radio for 15% off your purchase. Shades of Africa, for the mind, body, and spirit.
All right, y'all, you heard the commercial. Go over to the HotTopicsTalkRadio.com website /sponsors and make sure you check out our sponsors, man. Check out the other shows, too, because we got some hot shows on the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network. Speaking of hot shows, man, I heard it went down last night, Chris. I'm not going to get into it too much, but I heard it went down last night on Tony's show. I'm just saying, on Hot Topics. So, yeah, it went down last night.
They better listen in so they can see what happened there, because I bet that was exciting then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you know, listeners, look, y'all can go over to the website. You can check out all the past shows. You can check out, you know, last week's show. You can check out yesterday's show. There's a lot of good shows on the network. So tune in, you know, and follow us. All right. So, Chris, look, man, I don't know what I was thinking last week when I was thinking about this Help Me Help Us. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, if you gotta tell me where you're coming from with this, because I know a lot of people trying to figure out, well, what do you mean Help Me Help Us? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, okay. Now, sometimes you can be in a relationship, right? And and everything is all good and gravy. But I think that there's a time in a relationship, and maybe I'm speaking from my personal experience, you know, from different relationships or whatever, and, you know, where you just feel like you're doing everything by yourself. I mean, I know my wife, she's probably felt like that with kids, you know, having kids, she's doing everything for the kids while I'm working. You know, she probably feel like, you know, she's doing everything. Or me working or whatever the case may be, I'm doing all the stuff and things aren't just, it like there's that magic that's missing, you know, and there's conflict that can really arise in a relationship because a person doesn't feel appreciated, doesn't feel like what they're doing is acknowledged,
right?
You know, like taken for granted,
which is big in most relationships.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's huge in most relationships, man, because I think if you want to get to the next level of like really just trying to grow, you know, it's a team effort. It's not just, you know, one person doing everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, that's just pretty much how it goes, but I mean, you know, one thing you can always understand is there's always going to be somebody that's doing more in the relationship. You know, like, you know, I'll give you an example. I remember when I first got married and, you know, we were still trying to figure out our careers and stuff. And I pretty much got, you know, I've been blessed a lot in my life with just certain things. So, you know, I started off with a decent job and paying me very well. And I remember she was starting off in her career and, you know, wasn't making that much. So my thing was, okay, well, look, you don't bring that much to the table as far as financially, pick it up somewhere else. So my thing is, if you don't make enough money to really hold down the household, then clean your ass up, you know, cook, make sure everything else is taken care of. Right. You know, but don't be not making any money. And then the house is dirty, and you know you ain't
man.
All the time talking about, well, are we buying out tonight? No, get your ass in that kitchen. My thing is this: it has to be balanced. Like I said, I ain't saying
right.
It has to be equal, but it has to be balanced. Everybody has to play their part in the relationship. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is true. I mean, you know, and it might be a touchy subject for some people because it could be just something as simple as, you know, trying to go after goals, like trying to buy a house. And there's a tug of war of one person doesn't want to move because they're comfortable being where they're at, you know,
ooh.
And the other, you know what I'm saying? And man, I'm telling you, you know, it could be all types of stuff. You
now,
know?
It's just something hit me when you said that because it's just, you know, you're right. And to be honest with you, when we were, you know, talking about this topic, I wasn't thinking about that part of it, just people getting comfortable, because that's also a big deal within a relationship as far as somebody having a goal versus the other person just gets comfortable. So, you hit me.
Right. Oh, man, I didn't mean to sledgehammer you, dog.
Hit me across my leg, like I got hit in my thigh while I was on.
But no, it's real. I mean, it's real. You know how it is. Everything, you just get into that groove, and you know, you might be trying to grow. You might be trying to accomplish some things, and
yeah.
You know, a person might not have the same vision as you, so they're like going against the grain.
Yeah.
While you're trying to push towards, and maybe it could be fear. It could be fear. You know, because a lot of times.
Yeah.
I think a lot of women, you know, a lot of women get kind of scared to make moves and, you know, things like that. At least from a man's perspective, that's how I feel. I can't speak for all men. You know, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. I'm gonna have to let this show set in a little bit more. I don't know how I feel about that one yet. As far as women being comfortable, because you know, most of the time.
Well, I'm not gonna say all women.
I know that. I hear that. But you know, and I look at like where I started off at. Like I started off in a warehouse and worked my way up throughout my career. So my thing is, I watched a lot of men within a lot of these positions, and they kind of just got comfortable. Like, I mean, hell, there's probably guys that I started off with in the warehouse still doing the same thing, and they were fine with that. You don't usually find too many women that just get comfortable within a role from a young age and just stick through with that, unless it's a great career. You know, I've pretty much noticed most women are always trying to take that next step. So that's why I said I'm not sure how I feel about if women are more, you know, fearful as far as change in that aspect.
Well, what I mean is, like, let's say for an example, let's say one person's a business owner, the husband's a business owner, and let's say the wife is a career woman, you know. And the husband, you know, he's trying to guide his family in, you know, a direction, you know, and things like that. And he's trying to say, this is what I think is best for our family, you know, and they talk and try to, you know, come to an agreement, you know, and an understanding. And this husband is trying to, you know, promote his family to the next level. And what I mean by next level, I mean, you know, really do things financially to where there's, you know, responsible decisions. There's more money in the bank account, you know, maybe can take vacations a little bit more because we're not up to our neck just trying to please everybody around us. Let's say, you know, people are making those sacrifices to be able to, you know, have a greater outcome.
I see you
understand what I'm saying?
I see where you're going with it. Yeah, I see where you're going with it.
And so a lot of times, you know, and I'm trying to be candid here. I'm trying to be candid. I really am. But a lot of times, you know, people, because of fear of making that change, will almost develop that sense of paralysis, you know, and then that husband has to work double hard, you know, and then, of course, the woman will see it later on like, oh, okay, that did work out. You know, because a lot of people, I think a lot of women, maybe it's fear. Maybe that's what it is.
See, and what I got from what you were saying right there, not even on the level of fear, just a level of understanding. Because it's kind of like going back to what you said as far as like, you know, the husband is, you know, or not even the husband, we'll just say just in general, that person in that relationship is trying to guide them into a direction where they see it could be beneficial down the line. Whereas they're saying, no, we're not going to go hang out this weekend at the club. We're not going to waste any money going over here for the weekend, because at the end of the day, what I'm trying to do, we're going to exactly. So, in that situation right there, I just think, and it goes back to just the whole how men see things versus how women see things. So it's that disconnect right there to where you could say that's why they probably didn't see where they were really going with it. You know, but then also on the flip side of that, too, the way I look at it is, because there's a lot of men that make decisions and try to do things in life, or even, well, I'm going to stick with men on this one. I'm not even going to try to tie women into this. I'm going to say men that do that. And the thing is, if you haven't proven yourself to be a leader,
you can't expect
a woman to want to follow you. You know, my thing is, and I say this to all women.
You touched on something really, really key. You need to say that again, Chris.
Well,
you need to
say
that again.
Let me finish this real quick. When you're dealing with women, all women, when you're dealing with a man, your job is to allow him to be that man. Now, at the end of the day, it's his job to prove to you that he is that man. But you owe it to him in the beginning to allow him to prove that to you. Meaning, you can do everything on your own. But step back a little bit and watch and see what he do. Now, if he don't step up, then, you know what you're dealing with, and it is what it is. But your job is
to
start
work
right from the beginning and allow him. Like, he shouldn't have to bogart his way. Like, I got this, I got this, because you so strong with your chest up, and yet you got titties and we got chest. Come on. You the softer side, we the stronger side. Let us do our thing. At the end of the day, and if you don't do it, don't cry about it and say, well, I just want a man to step up and make sure to take care of me, and I don't want to have to be worried about nothing. Well, act like you got titties and man up. I mean, and start manning up.
Wait.
I'm sorry. I kind of went off a little bit. But
no, it's cool, man.
There's just a certain level of understanding that most women have to have when dealing with a man. You know, at the end of the day, we're coming in trying to make sure we can impress you, show you what we can do, show you what we're capable of doing. But you have to take that step back. And some people say, some women will say, well, so I have to be different. I can't be myself. No, you can be yourself. But if you realize you've been single for a long time, being yourself ain't helping, is it?
Man. But see, you know what? Sometimes us men, though, we can be prideful. And we don't allow our woman, we don't allow our woman to really, like, you know, help us sometimes, you know, because we might look, we might think that we're looking like we're weak or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know. And that's sad right there. That's real sad, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a partnership, and you shouldn't feel intimidated. And I always tell people, you shouldn't feel intimidated if your girl is handling business or she's paying some of the bills or most of the bills. At the end of the day, it's all about that balance within the household and making sure everything is okay. So my thing is, don't be intimidated by your woman. Be encouraged. Encourage her. You know, let her know how proud you are of her for stepping up and being that type of woman.
Yeah. But see, then, you know, sometimes when women make more money than another man, though, you can't tell me that they, you know, in some relationships, I've witnessed it. I'm not saying every relationship is this way. But when a woman makes more money than a man, boy, I've seen some disrespect, like it's nobody's business. Like, why do women do that, Chris? Like, for real? Like, you know.
that bank account, that bank account gives them balls. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's,
I mean, because we all have our roles. Like, we all have our roles. You know what works for you and your wife. I know what works for me and mine, you know. It's crazy to me. I've seen that before, where I've literally seen women, like, talk down to their husbands, like he's like a house bitch.
Well,
I actually heard that term before. I heard that term. This woman told her husband, dude, they're not married anymore, but she told her husband years ago. She was like, you better make sure everything is clean in this house, because you're the house bitch.
He needed to run a long time ago, because that woman was, she had too much testosterone in her. But my thing is this, though.
I had to put my church finger up and walk out the door, dog. On that one, I had to walk out the house on that one.
For a woman to be like that, though, you know, it makes me question how he is within that relationship. Okay, because like I said, goes back to what I was telling you in the beginning. Whoever's
how
making that money, okay, how do you step up to balance that? Now, at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you like this. I'll never understand a man that's doing all of the household work, you know, the cooking and the cleaning and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I pride myself on being from the old square and how I see things. And I just don't see a man that should be doing that. I mean, at the end of the day, that works in your household. It is what it is. But
I've seen it work.
I'm not saying it don't work. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying for me, that's not something I can get comfortable with. I need to be out there taking care of business, getting things done, and feeling like I'm accomplishing something. Not saying that you don't accomplish something in the house. I'm just saying that I just have bigger expectations for myself.
No, and you know what? I think that that's good. That's good because I'm the same way. You know me. I'm old school. You know how I am. You know.
Yeah.
And real talk. You know, if I can make it to where my wife just stays at home all the time. And she's there, you know, all the time, you know, to take care of the house. And that's the way it is, you know, because she's working with the kids. I'm sales and she's operations. That's our thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know some successful relationships that I've seen, some very successful marriages where, you know, I know a guy, his wife works full time, you know.
Yeah.
She's an educator. And then, you know, he has like a network marketing business, you know, and he's at home, right? He works at home and he deals with the kids every day, takes them to school. And, you know, he does stuff around the house and they have a really good relationship. Like they have a dope relationship and I love it. You know, I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs. I don't want to know all their business like that, but you know, for the most part, I've known them for years, and they have a really awesome relationship. But look, enough about us, man. I want to invite the listeners, man. Press one. We want to know. We want to hear from y'all. We want to hear from y'all. Press one. You know, have you ever been in a situation, a help me help us situation, where, you know, you had to, like, have that come to Jesus talk with your helpmate, the person you're in a relationship with? Because it was about to go down. You know, press one. We want to hear your story. Hey, Chris, you want to take a quick break, man?
Yeah, let's go on and do it, man.
Yeah, let's take just a quick break because I want the listeners to really think about that. Yeah, you know, have the courage. Press one. All right? Press pound one. You're listening to Man to Man Radio, and we'll be right back.
The Urban Sentinel, providing news that gives you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The Amazing Urban Sentinel, featuring national news, community news, entertainment, sports, business, and national events. For all the news 7 days a week, visit their website at urbansentinel.com. The Amazing Urban Sentinel, in digital and in print, in English and in Spanish. For additional information, ad placement, and print delivery, contact Reginald Kearney at area code 301-661-3989. The Urban Sentinel, where news is the only priority.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Man to Man Radio. Make sure you go over to the hotradio.com website to check out all the wonderful sponsors, also the other shows, okay? So, Chris, before we went to break, man, I wanted to invite the listeners, you know, to press that one button because we want to hear from y'all, you know. We can tell you our stories. We can tell you some stories that but we want to hear from y'all. Y'all can be anonymous.
You know what I was thinking. I said, look, Kavy been kind of taking a break lately and actually just being a little
bit. Yeah, you have.
So,
hey, you've been real balanced lately.
You know, it's something about my life right now. It's kind of balanced, but you know, but I'm gonna tell you like this.
Hey,
and I was even.
You must have got you some.
Hey, what you talking about? Give me some all the time. What you talking about? You must have got me some. You better ask no draws about me.
Right. Oh, listen, my God.
It's one of those things, look, and I'm all, like I said, we're going to play it like this because we talked about the financial side, but let's talk about the household
right.
stuff because, you know, one thing is like help me help you or help us, you know.
Right.
You know how it is when, you know, you've been in a relationship or you're in a relationship and you have kids, you have your careers, you have certain things that you're doing. And one
yeah.
thing that I know, and I'm shaming men on it, I'm shaming them.
Man, say it. Because you touched on it last week. I know where you're going, Chris.
Hey,
I know where you're going. You touched on it last week. Go ahead.
You interrupted me, brother. Let me finish, damn it.
I got excited. Go ahead.
They're not helping the ladies at home with these kids, with the homework. They're not stepping up. They're doing their job, and they're coming home, and they're thinking that's enough. And I'm telling you like this. That's
right.
part of the reasons why a lot of issues happen in relationships, because you have the woman that's trying to balance everything. I mean, I'll tell you like this. I thank God I go to work before my kids go to school or my daughter goes to school, because I'll be honest with you. I stayed home one day because I had vacation, and I listened to them mm-hmm. getting ready to go to school and then work, and I'm like, if I had to deal with that, somebody be going to jail because I'm beating a kid. I ain't got time for that. Like, we just supposed to talk back. Being lazy, being tired, don't feel like eating, don't feel like getting up. And I thank God, like I said, y'all women are the truth for dealing with these kids first thing in the morning. Because like I said, there'd be a lot of kids that wouldn't make it to school if it was me.
See, but that's crazy that you say that, because me, I take the kids to school, you know?
Yeah.
I take my kids to school every morning. Like, that's like part of my, that's like my favorite part of the day in the morning.
But do you get them dressed?
They get themselves dressed. They know how to put their clothes
kids.
On.
You got older
yeah, they,
kids. I'm talking about back in the day when you had to get them dressed, get the lunches ready
yeah.
and all that. Like, do you do all that
no,
stuff?
My wife would help. My wife would mainly take care of it. Like, my wife, she's an awesome mother. She would mainly, you know, get them dressed and things like that. And I'll, you know, drive them, you know, I'll drive them and
yeah.
we'll drive together. You know, we'll drive together, take the kids to school, things like that, or like walk the kids, you know, first day of school, we hang out. You know, I mean, we used to do a lot of rotating, but as they got mm-hmm. older, my girls, I started taking them to school every day, like probably
right.
for the past few years. And it's honestly, it's one of my, you know, my 14-year-old daughter, and I take my 11-year-old sixth grader, you know, my daughter there. And it's one of the best moments in the morning. We jam out to the radio. We pray in the morning together. You know, I talk to them about boys and talk to them about, you know, life and what's going on. Because you know how it is.
So it's pretty
you
much
know,
daddy.
You...
It's pretty much that daddy-daughter time then for you guys.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best time. And then I tell them how, you know, some dudes ain't shit. I have to tell them that, you know.
Well, my question, because look, you know, we can talk about you, but my thing is, how do you feel as far as other men, as far as stepping up and doing stuff like that?
Well, you know,
you see a lot?
I'll tell you this. No, I don't.
Right.
I don't. At least at the school, I see a lot of mothers dropping their kids off, you know,
mm-hmm.
at the school. I do. I see a lot of mothers. I see some fathers, like in high school, at my daughter's high school. I see a lot of fathers, you know, maybe about, there's probably like four or five dads where we, you know, drop our kids off in the morning, get some coffee, you know, things like
yeah.
that, you know, plus I like to go over there and, you know, just stare at the little boys and stuff and, you know, kind of intimidate them. Cause you know, my daughter, she's a little cutie and she's, you know, she got brains and she's an athlete, you know, man, I'm telling you, I'll jack one of these little boys up, man, over my daughter. Man. I'm telling you.
What you're saying is you're going to school punking little kids.
What? I'm not, for the record, I am not saying anything to these little kids.
You just said you're standing outside the gate looking at little boys. Them was
yeah,
your boys.
I'll look at them. Yeah, don't look at my daughter, you know. Don't look at my daughter, you know. Don't look at them. Especially when she's playing basketball.
But just going back to what I was saying with that, though, you know, it's just one of those things where I feel like, you know, in your relationship, if this, you know, if you have all of this going for you, jobs and careers and kids and all that kind of stuff, that's an area where you can actually step up in and take a little bit off. Like, okay, for instance, so, you know, we're doing our show tonight, you know, everything, you
right.
know, we have to get prepared, you know. So my thing is I get off work today. get my kids home. And then what I did was I made sure dinner and everything was ready. So by the time she just came in, all she had to do is just, it's like, boom, it's already there. And I'm not talking like I slaved over some stove or nothing. You know, don't get all excited. It was a pizza company that came to the house and held it down. Okay.
It was
wings. It was, like, it was some wings and a large and a medium pizza. But all
wait, did you order dinner through an app? Through an app?
Hey, bottom line is, I'm going to tell you like this. Whether you cook or dinner is on the table, as long as you did it, you did it. Hey, don't worry about if you cook it or not. But, hey, but it goes a little bit further if you cook, too. But I'll teach you some game on that later, fellas. But,
right.
You know, all I'm that saying part. Is, I wanted to make sure that she could get home, not have to worry about, okay, I got to cook. Okay, now I got to check and see if she did her homework or what's going on with her homework. You know, there are certain things that you could be doing to create a little bit more of a, like, a, less of a stressful environment when, you know, she gets home. And those are the type of things that I feel like when you say help me help us, those are the things that I feel like in a relationship, you should be trying to figure out what can you do to make something a little bit easier for your mate.
And that's on both sides.
Like,
yeah, that's on both
sides.
That's what
I'm saying. But I feel like, you know, even with today's society, we spend too much time focusing on ourselves, what we want, what we
well,
don't
hell
have,
yeah, they,
what we should have,
of course.
What we're entitled to. And
yep.
that,
what
you,
you
know,
owe
that,
me.
That's the big breakdown. Right.
Can you pay my you bills? Know? Can you pay my telephone bill? You,
look, or, let me, or let me say your favorite. Or let me say your favorite, because this is your favorite. I've heard you say this in a few shows. Or us men, we too busy putting up with your last relationship, the shit you done came with from your last relationship.
No, that's true. Man, that is so true, man. I'm telling you. You have no idea. Man, I have so many conversations, Chris. I'm telling you, I have a lot of conversations. That's why I'm tripping that you know, some of the people that inbox me throughout the week, you know, my inbox blows up, man, sometimes with people asking my opinion sometimes about what they're going through with these different things. And I'm tripping that they don't have the courage to press one sometime to tell us what's really going on. Because, you know, and you have to tell these women, don't bring your previous stuff into this. Like, this is a new person. If you're not ready for a relationship, don't be in a relationship. Don't do it.
That part.
You know what I mean? Like, man, you can't be swinging from one relationship to the next. You on the swing, you know, like just swinging. And it's all those emotions, man, that you take all the bad habits from the last person and you think this person's the same. So now you guys are arguing about what your old person used to argue with.
Bro,
man.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to go on a tangent.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
You swinging the show now, man. Look,
man, I'm sorry, dog.
Started,
you can tell that's a hot button. You can tell that's a hot button for me.
No.
For real.
No, but watch this, though. So let's swing it back. Because like I said, okay, so I talked to the men as far as how to step up on that. Now let's talk to the ladies. Because I'll tell you an argument I had one time, and it pissed me off because, okay, you know, you've been in a relationship for so long, so, you know, you
almost everything
off.
Pisses you off.
Oh, man, everything pisses me off. Come on, you should know better.
I think everything pisses you off.
As a matter of fact, that might be my slogan. Don't think, know better.
Right. It's like, Chris will accept your apology, but he might cut you off.
No, but this is my thing, though. You can be in a relationship for so long, right? Now, you already know. You know, say if you've been in a relationship like 5 years, or and just say if you've grown, you know, you in your 30s and 40s. It's certain things that you've been through in your life that you've had to figure out. So, all
right,
for instance, you know, one day I'm up here watching a playoff football game, and I'm chilling, right? So my girl come home. She's like, I got to go get my hair done, but you know, as a matter of fact, my team was playing. The Cowboys was playing that day. So she comes home and she's like, I got to go get my hair done in like an hour and a half, but I think there's a slow leak in the tire. So can you take it up to the shop and get it fixed? Now, my immediate thought was, I'd have been with you for, you know, over 11 years at this point. And I'm thinking to myself, how many times we've had a slow leak and you and I have gone to, you know, to the car places and, you know, they put the patch on, it's $15, $25, you know, boom, it's done. You know, unless it's bad, then you get a new tire. So my thing was, I couldn't for the life of me understand, for one, the Cowboys is playing, and I know a lot of y'all women is like, your woman's in need. Go to hell. The Cowboys is playing. Don't touch your game, bro. Goddamn, you can go another week without getting your hair done. while the Cowboys is playing. While I care.
Oh, but man, anyway, come on,
my thing was this. I was trying to figure out, when all the times that you'd have been here with me to see this, get this, to see how this process worked, it just would have been nice if you had just took the audacity to go up there and say, hey, this is what's going on. My tire, I think there's a slow leak. Can y'all check that out? Now, at the end of the day, if they trying to play you, because I know some women like, well, some of us don't know how to do it. You know, some they might be trying to make us buy a whole new tire. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's why
it's on
the cell phone, boo-boo. You call me. You say, hey, this is what they say. Now, because I'm going to tell you like this. The Cowboy game is on. But if they talking about, yeah, you need a new tire, and it's $150, I'm on my way. Because at the end of the day, like.
But you know you can't be mad if you sent her to the tire shop, but she did that, though. You can't be mad.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But my thing was, make the attempt, you know, and that's where I'm going with women. Not just with that situation, but in all situations where it might be a man's job to do certain things.
Right.
Be willing to sometimes go out of your comfort zone and maybe try to do something. If you mess up, it's all good. Just say, baby, you know what? I thought I could do it. I tried to do it. You know, we are going to appreciate you just for you trying to step up and do certain things. But don't just because the man, it's the man's job or this is what he normally does. Don't not step up, because guess what? When you're not stepping up, that's more stress in our lives too. One thing women don't understand is we already have more than enough stress on our shoulders. And stress
all
that you
the
really
time.
Never understand. Because guess what? Now, I tell people this all the time. Yes, we are equal within this relationship. But guess what? Let us get booted out of this house. They're not going to be looking at her. They're going to be looking at the man. Well, what happened? What was you doing? Did you not know how to pay your bills? It's always a reflection on us. That's why there's so much pressure on men, and women don't understand that. You know?
Yeah. Well, some women do, I think, and because some women, this is the thing, some women do understand it, but it takes them to go through some stuff for them to get that understanding. You know, they have to probably lose a good man or, you know, go after like trying to, you know, look after a no good man or whatever. And then they just get tired, you know? And but I think there's some women that get it. You know, because some men, like, let's say if you just work every day, you work every single day and you got a housewife. Understand that your man is out there in the field at work next to all these women that are dressed up every single day, looking cute, saying hi, right? I'm just saying
this,
hi.
This side of you I like right here.
I'm just telling you, understand women. You know, when that man go to work, there's women saying hi, telling him how nice his shoes are, telling him how nice his tie is, asking him if he's been in the gym a little bit, you know, working out. You know, you can't say, Chris, you know I'm not lying.
Not at all. Not at all.
Because there are women out there that want your man. And so by the time your man come home, after dealing with traffic, and I'm talking to the housewives now. I'm talking to the housewives, okay? By the time your man come home, he's been in traffic on the way home. He's had to probably curse somebody out on the freeway. You know. The air condition probably went out in his car. You know, some people got, they going through stuff, you know? Man, do you honestly think he want to walk through that door and see you in the same thing he saw you in when he left? That morning.
Talk about it. Come on. Hey, see, and that's why I was saying even about that next topic. Oh,
man.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, because that's that getting too comfortable.
Right.
Some of y'all get way too comfortable in y'all relationship. That's why, hey, I don't know if you saw that Facebook post I had the other day.
Man, I saw that. I didn't like that.
That's not what they do,
right? I didn't like it.
Why you didn't like it?
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Because, man, I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Explain. Tell me why you didn't like it.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say for an example, if, like, because I understood, okay, woman got her hair done and things like that. But let's say y'all chilling, man. It's okay for your woman to wear her rag on her head. She don't want to mess it up. It's okay. Like, there's times when me and my girl, man, she'll have her hair wrapped up, and we'll be watching, you know, Netflix all day and whatever. We'll just be kicking it. I'll be in my sweat. She'll be in her sweats or whatever, and we'll just be kicking it. You know, we might even make a little run to go get some food real quick. And, you know, I'm not telling her to get all dolled up.
She gonna keep that on? She gonna keep that on?
My woman won't. But if she did, I'm not gonna get mad about it. I'm not gonna get mad about it.
Violation.
I wouldn't get mad about it.
Flag on the
plane. That's just me. I'm not gonna get mad about it.
intentional embarrassing.
No, that's just me. I wouldn't get mad about it. Nah, okay. Why do you disagree?
Because at the end of the day, you know, I feel like, yes, I'm not saying that there's no time for you to not have your do-rag on. At the end of the day, because even for men do the same thing. And, you know, I understand that you're trying to hold on to that look, and that's cool. But I'm like this.
Yeah, you just paid $45, $55 for the hair to get done. $65.
Okay.
$85.
And guess what? I get a haircut every week. Why do I get a haircut every week? Because I need to look good. I need to be presentable.
I feel you. I do the same thing.
I just don't feel like that's presentable, especially going out in public with it on. Like, come on, girl, what you doing?
Now, when you say in public, you mean like to the store or something like that? Is that what you mean?
I don't care if you go into the mailbox.
Because I wouldn't want my wife to be grocery shopping.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. No, don't even go to the mailbox with it. I actually had to tell one of my homegirls. So look, when you're doing it, I don't care if you're dropping your kids off at school. Be presentable. Even if you go stay in the car the whole time, you put a cap on or something. But don't sit out here. You're embarrassing your kid and you're embarrassing your man. What if you run into one
Come
of your
on,
friends? Like, oh,
man.
Yeah, I saw your girl. And she, like I said, it's
man. Okay, and that's your opinion, because so to go get some wings real quick, you want your girl to get all the way dolled up. Is that what you're saying?
No, I never said that. Never said all the way dolled up. All I said was presentable. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to break it down.
Break it down.
I take care of myself. So
okay,
let's just say this Friday night right here, right? So I'm going,
okay.
You know, before I go to bed, I'm
Friday
gonna
night.
Hour.
Which is a day that normal people go out. Okay, I got you.
No. But this is not even like a go out type thing. This is just like, I'm not going out. I'm in the house, right? So I'm going to go take my shower. You know, I'm going to go on and get out, spray something, you know, a little something, not a lot. I like to put a little something because I like to always smell good. So I'm going to put a little something on me. I'm going to have a nice T-shirt on. I'm going to have some nice shorts on. I'm going to put my wave cap on because at the end of the day, when I wake up in the morning, I want my hair to be laying down nice and to be presentable. So bottom line,
I'm with you.
Say if somebody come over first thing in the morning, when I take that wave cap off and I step out this bed, I could pretty much, if I need to run to the store, run to the gym, I'm presentable. Now,
I feel you on that.
If you got your curlers in your head, you got your scarf on, and the scarf is dirty, and you know, got holes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You got on your little holy shirts, and your sweats look like your grandma's sweats, like you got the booty that hang all the way down to the ankles.
Are you talking about a homeless person, dog? Like, hold on.
I'm
you
talking about the homeless person that came out the room. I'm talking about the homeless person that came out the room. That's what I'm talking about.
You talking about holes. I got holes in the clothes and the big toe sticking out.
Look, I'm just saying, you said, you know, we laying around with our sweats on. You mean to tell me you didn't see no holes in your wife's sweats? And no old sweats. She had no little holes.
Throw them out. Throw them away. Throw them away. Let's get you some more.
Okay, so let me go in and ask the real question. Are all women throwing away sweats with holes?
I don't know. You got to ask the women. I only know me and mine. I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I don't think they are. I think they're wearing that until, like, it reveals maybe, like, some private parts. Maybe. But in this generation of women, you know, they just putting that shit up on Instagram, dog. Let's just keep it all the way 1,000.
Yeah,
you know,
but
they'll
see,
just take
I'm just, I'm just talking about the women
like
that are basically just not giving a damn. That's how I call it.
Oh, no, that's true. Okay, so what you're talking about.
And that's not okay.
No, that isn't okay, because what you're talking about is one of my pet peeves. One of my pet peeves that I can't stand. Damn, I don't know if it's a new generation of young ladies coming up, but my biggest thing, I leave in the morning sometimes at like 7:30, you know, 6:45, and then I'm coming back like around 8:30, right? I'm seeing stuff. And these little girls, I will see them wearing, or even women, or on a Saturday. Yeah. Saturday is a good day. Saturday. Why are you leaving your house walking in your pajamas with some, with those UGG shoes on? You know, those UGG things that they wear, right? Yeah. Those little UGG boots. They wear, you know what I'm yeah. talking about. They're wearing those UGG boots with some pajama pants on, right? Pajama pants on yeah. and like a shirt that's like a cut-off shirt. Like a cut-off shirt or like a dingy-looking T-shirt. I've seen girls do that like at the grocery store. Now, that shit yeah. right there drives me bat shit crazy. That drives me crazy because now if that's what you're talking about, I'm with you on that 1,000%. And then they got the hair wraps on like, uh-uh, that looks trifling. Don't do that.
What I'm basically saying is, that's, and this, like yeah, I said, goes back to being comfortable. Do the things that you did when you first got that person. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to change the good habits that I have because I have someone. And that's what's Dang. Going on in these relationships. Because like I said, would she have come out like that when y'all first got together with the do-rag
no,
on? And,
of course hey, not.
And like I said, I'm not saying all do-rags look bad. Because at the end of the day, there are some girls that get the nice ones.
I love
right?
a good wrap on
clean,
a woman's head.
And they put, yeah, it's nothing wrong with it. It is nothing wrong yeah. with it. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
but
the
But see,
look
I grew
stuff.
Up in the Nation of
that.
Israel.
I'm not talking about the look. I'm talking about
okay.
the good stuff.
Because I've seen some, man, let me tell you something. I know some sisters, man, because like all the way real with you, you know, you know how I grew up. I grew up in the Nation, right?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and real talk, I've seen some beautiful sisters, man. I mean, beautiful queens, man. Wearing their hair wrapped up and the African wrap and man, they hooked it up and it just looks so beautiful. They look like queens
oh, yeah.
with
I've
it.
I've seen it as well.
You know what I'm, you know what I'm talking about? There's a difference. There's a difference.
Well, why,
we're not
that's
talking
why I said,
about
we're not,
the
we're
little
not talking about
do-rag yeah, from Sally's.
The girls
yeah.
that, well, even if it is from Sally's, at the end of the day, there are some girls that are wearing certain things like that for the look and it comes off looking really nice. And then you got the ones where they wear the rag. It had been in the, it had been balled up in a little bag
yeah.
somewhere. They just needed to wrap their hair up. They're walking outside. They got their little chicken ponytail that hang out the back. You know what I'm talking about. That's
yeah,
what
I know
I'm,
what you're talking about.
Really I'm talking about the ghetto.
I know. But, you know, your wife isn't ghetto, though, like that. I couldn't see your wife doing that. You know, I couldn't
no.
see that. I could. But, man, we all off topic.
If she was like that, she couldn't be like that.
well, so, well, look, hey, so here's the thing then. So basically it goes back to what I used to say all the time. Do what you did to get me to keep me. That's it. Just like what you said.
Man,
do what you did
you
to get me.
You're contradicting yourself because if you're telling me she can nah. walk around with that do-rag
the house.
And
my wife can walk around the house,
you,
yes.
That ain't what
in the house. Yes. My wife can't, but no, she didn't, but understand. Now man, if my wife walked around the house like that, like relaxing, and we kicking it, man, my wife still looks sexy, however she looks.
Okay, look.
She does. Because,
thank you,
because
Brian.
Hold on,
thank
this
you,
is
Brian
what,
McKnight. That was a great love song. What I'm
no,
what
it's baby
I'm
face, baby face,
all,
baby face.
Not all
baby
married.
Face.
What I'm talking to the single people with this.
With
the
pill.
At the end of
the with
day,
the pill.
When you're married, it is what it is. You're not really judging nobody on how they are, but at the same time, you know, like I said. There's a certain requirement that your person will want from you, and I think that you should meet that, and you should understand what they like. But like I said, in a situation like this, don't get comfortable. Continue to present yourself the way you should. Don't come out here
and that's
out
cool.
crazy.
And that's true. That is true. But here's the thing, Chris, like with all seriousness, after you've been, like if you're dating, yes, I get it. But if you've been in your relationship for 15, 20 years, come on,
that's different.
Man.
That's different. It's different, but
yeah.
it's not. Because at the end of the day, and see, this is where I'm going to be real, like you just was real earlier about the whole, you're going to work, it's the women there, they saying hi,
yeah,
they love
yeah.
your tie. Let's go back
yeah.
to that. So guess what? It's 15 years in, right? So yeah, she should be comfortable, yeah. But guess what?
But not too
maybe
comfortable.
Work, maybe, no. Don't try to clean it up now because get what I'm about
no,
to say.
No, I ain't cleaned up. I already
work.
Said it.
Baby at work ain't comfortable. She is coming to work every day trying to steal your man. So get comfortable if you want. But guess what? While you sitting there looking comfy, your man is looking.
Wait. While she's sitting there trying to be comfy, there's another woman trying to get cozy. Is that what you're saying?
All I'm saying is, if that's how you feel, girl, put your feet up. She gonna steal you right underneath your feet.
Oh man, this is crazy. This is crazy, man. So I mean, yeah,
you know, those are the type of conversations we have to have. Because like I said, it's
yeah, you're right.
I'll be honest with you again. Y'all women are some dirty individuals. See, y'all used to say that men are
man,
bad.
Come on.
Nah,
see, here you
nah,
go, Chris.
Nah,
here you go.
Nah,
now, now you're saying all women. Come on, man.
You,
all right, go ahead.
I didn't say all women.
Look, you said y'all women.
Stop trying to get the women on your side. At the end of the day, they are.
I don't.
Done. Done. So anyway.
You
like
said
was,
y'all women.
So anyway, like I was saying. Now, for the educated person, y'all ain't all. But anyway, like I said,
so you talk to a specific group of women. Okay.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I got you.
And
all right, I got
it's
you.
It's getting really bad because you know what? There was a lot of women back in the days that would say, "I never talk to a married man. Oh, I never do this. I never do this." And now you see that happening too much now. And the thing is, y'all defend yourselves now. Like y'all,
right.
Like, nah, you know what? Like, nah, sisterhood. We got each other and all this. But y'all be trying to take
sister,
y'all
sister.
Men. That's why in the same
they
that's
sure
why
do.
In the same breath, you'll be like, that's my homegirl. But I'll never leave her with my man.
Hey, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? That is the truth. That is so confusing, man. Women will not leave their best friends around their men. Oh my God,
yes.
Chris. That's, damn, that's the truth.
But they understand
each other. Right? Oh, my God. Damn it. You hit a hot button right there, dog. I think,
yeah,
I think
I don't
we
like
need
how
to
you
do a show strictly
down,
on that
man.
Topic.
I'm trying to keep it.
No, I didn't shut you down.
Stuff, like I said.
I didn't shut you down. I let you go. I didn't shut you down. I think it's great. I think it's great.
Like I said, I'm not dogging all women. But what I'm saying is that this is the... And this is a new
the
day
specific
and
group.
And at the end of the day, depending on the age, you might lose your man. Because a woman going to go for it if she
well,
no. her last chance.
No. Hey, Chris, what I was doing, I was being a KV translator. Because you know how some people, when they hear y'all, you know, they'll hear all and won't hear y'all,
yeah.
The specific group of women that do that trifling stuff.
Well, let me explain something to you. I have understood that women will always misconstrue certain things that some men say, and you know what? It's one of those things where I say, I don't give a fuck. So I'm going to say what I got to say. You can't make everybody happy.
No, you can't. You can't. That is true. You cannot make everybody happy. And let me, you know what? Keep doing what you did. I'm telling you, if you did certain things on Monday and Tuesday, keep doing those things Monday and Tuesday. I'm speaking cold
nah,
right there, Chris.
He told you to put them old holy draws on. It's period every
no.
day of the week.
Oh, man, see, here you go. No, that's not what I'm saying. Man. Oh, man, this is fun,
with the
man.
Stop on, boo-boo. Your man
hey, this
be
was
home
fun, man.
When he get home from work. You're gonna be
oh my
why
God!
At a seminar.
Why he don't want to be at home, right?
Right. I'm just saying.
Oh man.
Like I said, you better hear it here before you get it in your ear. That's all I'm saying.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. If your man's telling you something like, you know, hey, you know, don't you want to, you know, put something else on? You better listen.
Ooh.
That might be.
Talk.
That,
no,
that
no,
might...
no, 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 no. Elaborate. Because, see,
well, you know that...
that's funny that you said that because someone will take that as criticism. And you're
uh-huh.
trying to find a way to help her do
yeah.
something that you like or that's appealing to you. Please elaborate.
Exactly. Ooh. Well, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of times that's what us men, when we walking out around with our woman, that we want our woman to look a certain way all the time. And so if she
Thank
looks
you,
bad in something, you know, if she looks bad in something, we might say it in a polite way, you know,
yes,
something
ma'am.
Like, hey, don't you want to change that? Don't you want to change that? And we'll say it in a passive aggressive way.
Yeah.
Chris,
keep
I can't
going. I'm with you. I'm in the sanctuary right now. Keep going.
No, I'm just saying, we'll say it in a very passive aggressive way. That moment
yes,
right
ma'am.
There is man code for you to take that shit off. That's man code.
Lesser. Bless him.
To change your outfit. Change your outfit because your man don't like what you're wearing. You might look fat in it, but he don't want to say you look fat.
Ooh, come on, come on. Now, see, you know, that'll make a lot of women mad. But I'll be honest with you. Would you rather your man say it nicely, or would you rather that
right.
broad that walked past you while I was looking decent and you was
ooh,
out of
she
place,
looked like a stuffed sausage.
About you. Come on, come
right.
on.
Right. Damn, she looked like a pack of shredded beef, don't she? Mm.
Let's go on and say, and look, and I'll be fair, fellas, it's for you too. If
yeah.
your gut is poking through your shirt,
don't wear a medium shirt.
Ladies,
don't wear a medium.
All dresses ain't meant for you. If your booty
all
ain't right,
shirt.
Don't put on the booty dress. We want a booty, not a pack of sausages.
Help me help you. Help me help us. Don't leave the house like that. Don't wear the muscle shirt, dog, if you ain't got no muscles.
Exactly. Or if you're fat and your muscles is coming from everywhere. Your belly and your neck.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, my God.
Take care of yourself.
Help me help us. Help me
help
us. Chris, you know we crazy, man. We crazy, man.
Come on, man. This is a good moment for people tonight.
Yeah,
throw
it is.
Dresses away,
I'm surprised.
Man. Throw them dresses away.
Wait. Oh, my God. We need to bring Tony on, man, because we might go just another hour just talking shit. We might just do that. I'm just saying, we might just do that, man. It's about to go there. Tony, where you at?
I'm over here. Dying.
Tony, she got that dress in the back of the closet. She's been looking at it for months. Girl, give that thing to somebody. It ain't
give
you.
It.
Summer is over.
Let the Salvation Army pick that thing up.
Hey, you going to get some comfortable sweats, girl. October is coming.
You're not going to fit those jeans you wore when you were 19. Don't do it.
Oh, my gosh. I've been over here just dying, but I think I almost, like, just fell out of the chair when KB is...
It's a gospel. We was in church
telling y'all just nanny.
Well... Yeah, that's why I had to speak. I was the KV translator for a second there, Tony. I had to
exactly.
make sure he was well, y'all
exactly.
ladies nasty.
Like, did he just say that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he
now,
did.
Now, the saddest thing is, if you don't know, you wouldn't understand how much respect I have for ladies. You know, I have a
right.
ton of respect. But at the same
yeah.
time, the stuff that I see is just horrendous.
It's
it
trifling.
Horrendous. It's appalling. It's a whole another level of just disgust that I have. And like I said, don't get me wrong, because like I said, I get the men for it too. Because at the end of the day, I tell you like this, one thing I always hear women talk about is musty men. If you don't know how to clean under your arms, you've grown,
oh,
so
right.
you and your
oh.
mama. And I say, what's wrong with you and your mama?
If you don't brush your teeth, if you don't brush your teeth and clean your balls, man,
no.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying
I have to say
it. No. All I gotta say is, no girl want high blood pressure. Watch yourself.
Hey, you better do the ball check. Hey, brothers, do the ball check to make sure you smell fresh. Make sure you good.
Oh.
See, y'all don't understand. We learning some of y'all tricks, ladies. Like, we know that whole little trick, how you'll probably go out, and you'll be like, dang, I ain't got time to go take a shower. Oh, well, I'm going to use this baby wipe. You're nasty.
Oh, my God.
You're nasty.
Oh, Chris. My God. I have never even heard anybody do that. Where the hell have you been hanging around?
Where did you hear that from? Yeah.
I listen. That's one thing y'all got to understand. I'm always listening. I'm never going to say something that I haven't heard or I haven't seen for myself. So at the end of the day, what
oh
I'm telling
God.
You, y'all stop being nasty because y'all
That's
business
disgusting.
Is being put out there.
That is nasty.
That's disgusting.
Hold on. I get on some men too. At the end of the day, you wearing your drawers. You didn't wash. And then you putting on some drawers that was in your clothes hamper from a few days ago that you already wore. Come on now.
I'm telling the truth tonight.
Shame the devil tonight.
Shame the devil. Tell the truth. Say it from your chest, Chris.
Oh my God, I threw up in my mouth. That's nasty. One more.
And for men, I'll get you men again. At the end of the day, you sitting up there wearing socks. You didn't wash your socks. You wonder why your shoes stink so bad.
Stink.
If you don't
socks
over and over.
Change your damn socks.
And clip them damn nails.
Yeah, cut. Man, that's the truth. Cut your nail, Chris, man. Yeah, you deserve a hand clap tonight, man. That was some real talk
there,
man. You done closed out the sermon.
But there he is.
You done closed out the sermon. Man,
Help me, whatever you drink tonight, keep drinking.
Hey, say it just like Bernie Mac. Nasty some of my bitch.
Yeah, man, that's true. That is true. Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah, because you know when you were dating the person, they weren't that nasty. When you were dating the person, they probably weren't that nasty. Right? When you think about it.
That you knew.
You know, man.
If you gotta say they wasn't that nasty, that's a problem. They just not been nasty when I met them, period. This was a one-time
date
if I saw it.
Oh, my God. Oh, this was fun tonight.
Oh,
help me. Help us. Don't do this. Help me. Help us.
Help yourself. I
think you should change that dress, honey. Hey, wash your balls.
Hold on. But one more time. We joked with that. But seriously, when your man is saying, well, I don't know, maybe you should take that in consideration. He don't like it. That's cold talk, baby.
Yeah,
he
doesn't.
He was trying to be nice. But at the same time, he's trying not to let you go off on him at the same time because we try to have a good day. So when he said, yeah, I don't know, man, like, you know, don't put that thing on.
Yeah, because you know in the back of his mind, he's probably thinking.
No, but you guys got to look at it. You have to look at it. These women, a lot of them know what they shouldn't put on. They just going to try
it
anyway.
No, they don't.
I'm gonna tell you something that I told my wife when, you know, we was going through our little transition stage of trying to lose weight together. So my thing is this. I wore things that covered everything. So I wore big clothes. At the end of the day, you would have never known what I looked like because at the end of the day, it was always big stuff on. So what I explained to her is, at the end of the day, if you're wearing stuff that reveals your flaws that you're uncomfortable with, that's a problem. You should wear things that compliment you,
Right.
You should wear things that hide things that you're uncomfortable with. And so basically what I'm telling all these women is that at the end of the day, if you're uncomfortable with a certain part of your body, you shouldn't be flaunting it. So if your body ain't right, stop putting on that tight dress. Mm-mm, you're hurting.
Yeah.
You're killing us out here.
However, there are some women who know that they are big on the chunky side.
Oh,
and we have little bulk, you know what I'm
saying?
And that's
okay for them.
But they are,
hold on.
It's okay. Because you know what? I'm going to say this.
Go ahead, Tony.
Because I'm an older woman, and I don't have that 20-year-old body anymore. But come on, fellas. These women that have those little bumps and bulges going on, cover the shit up.
Right.
hold on. I
got to
clean that up a little bit.
Look good.
I got to clean it up a little bit, Tony, because see, shout out to the big women and the big girls, because there are some women out there that at the end of the day, you wear some of the stuff that you wear, and it looks good. I have seen some very beautiful
women. Oh, absolutely.
I just want to make sure they don't think that I'm discriminating on big women or thick women, because at the end of the day,
because we're not discriminating.
Women, there are some thick women that know how to dress.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. You know what bumps and bulges you got, but there are some
big
women who dress appropriately. They dress classic.
Yeah.
That's right. What I'm talking about.
I've seen it. When you're a size 22 trying to fit a size 7, that's not going to work.
Right. But why say
exactly?
I'll give you one even. I'll give you one even crazier. When your breasts touch the middle of your belly button and you're wearing a drop top top, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Nipples going through the bottom of the top,
I
Chris.
I can't do it. I'm seeing titties dropping from the top of your chest all the way down to your belly button. And yet you got that thing on. Girl, if you don't put on a turtleneck,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like
I've seen some beautiful thick women, beautiful skinny women, beautiful average size women. They just know how to wear their clothes. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
when
you're looking crazy, don't do it. Listen to your man.
And at the end of the day, it's all fun and games. You know, like I said, we mean no disrespect. Because at the end of the day, if you're comfortable with yourself, hell, do what you do. But at the end of the day, just understand if you got something on that suspect, be ready. It's kind of like I don't know if you all heard the other day, two white girls that went to Howard? Was it Howard?
Oh, what? I didn't hear about
college?
That.
Is that a black college?
Howard University.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So they went to Howard College, and I guess they were going to visit, two white girls, and they went in with their Donald Trump hats, Let's Make America Great Again. Basically were just shocked at how they were being treated. Now, thankfully, nobody did nothing to them. They took their hats, talked about them, you know, but it didn't get as bad as it probably could have got. But the thing was, they were talking to the news afterwards, and they were saying, you know, we should be able to go anywhere, and, you know, this is a free country, and I don't know how people can treat people. And my thing is this, always understand, if you want to do what you want to do, that's fine, but be open and ready for whatever consequences that come with it. So
right.
If you're wearing
right.
these dresses that can basically get you destroyed if you come across somebody that has jokes like me, just be ready for it. But I'm never gonna dog no women. I'm never gonna say it out loud. But I'm gonna say whoever I'm with, whatever group I'm with, we will be laughing.
You're not going randomly. You won't do that.
Stay away from Kate.
You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you will.
Stay away from Kate.
You wouldn't do it.
You better do it. You better do it. Stay away.
Let's see.
Yeah, oh my God.
He would.
Yeah, he is.
Honestly,
he would. I've seen him do it.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie.
Oh,
oh my God! Remember that? Hey, remember that first cat that came
I
on the line?
I think the key is listening to him on the show, knowing he would. He would.
Right.
He would do it.
Yeah,
it's honesty. It's honesty.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, if I see something funny, I will be respectful and not allow you to hear it. Or, you know, like I said, it depends on the group of people. I ain't about to be making fun of you around just some strangers. But damn it, if I'm with my group, we having fun tonight. God did this.
Man,
that's
close this out, Tony.
God did this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God,
Chris. Man. Yeah,
don't,
Tony.
Hold on.
He's
one
man.
More thing. Like I told y'all.
Oh, oh my God. You know who you're turning
don't
into?
Judge me.
You know who you're turning
yes,
into?
I'm turning into him. I'm turning into him.
Go ahead,
don't
Chris.
Judge
Go,
me.
I mean, Richard.
Just
I mean, Chris.
For me.
Go ahead, Richard.
Just,
I mean, Chris.
Pray for me. Look, he can't even be me. Tony, he's telling me to be Richard, but he can't even just be me.
No, go ahead.
I said it already. I said it while you was talking.
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, I didn't hear it.
Tony. Oh, okay. I'll say it again. Like I told y'all before, don't judge me. Just pray for me. That's it.
Oh, that's all we can do for you because you know what? There is no hope. All we got is prayer.
Hey, you know, you can't tell them nothing. You can't tell them nothing. You can't tell them a damn thing.
All we have left is prayer for you.
Oh, man.
Oh,
look, shout out to Donald Trump. He feel my pain.
Okay.
Donald Trump feel your pain. Damn it, Chris. Damn it.
Oh,
are you saying you're not fit? Are you saying you're not fit right now? Damn it.
I believe the fifth.
Are you saying that you need some medication? Because if you're comparing yourself to Trumpy Boy, oh,
well,
shit.
Let me,
that's a whole other conversation.
All I'm trying to do is Make America great again. Let's go.
You know what?
Wear clothes that fit.
Yeah,
make America
going.
Great again. Wear
we're
clothes
going
that fit.
Right now. OMG. I can't believe you. KV, you are just too much. You have cut up too bad tonight. Oh. Ooh, I don't even know where to start. You've been listening to Man Radio with Richard Hall and Chris Smith. We had such a good time, and I'm hoping that you enjoyed tonight's show as well. I tell you, every time they come on air, every Thursday night, this is what you get. This is, I mean, I'm telling you, these guys... So make sure that you follow Man to Man Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio under the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also make sure that you follow them on Facebook under Man, the number 2, Man. Oh my gosh. We'd like to thank our sponsors for all of the wonderful work they do and continuing to support the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network as well as, I mean, just every one of our shows and all of our hosts. And just they support us, I mean, immensely. So thank you so much to SBMG Media, Ms. Gina Smith, Shades of Africa, Vonya and Renee Qualls, Reggie Kearney with Urban Sentinel, and Ms. Jamie S. Ron over at Ninth Island Cultural Club of Las Vegas. Make sure that you come on back here with Man to Man Radio with Chris, I was about to say Chris Hall. See, you were talking too much today. With Richard Hall and Chris Smith every
Trump
Thursday
Smith.
Night.
It's Trump Smith.
That's Chris Trump Smith.
Every Thursday night right here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. We have wrapped up a great week of, I mean, fantastic shows. Fantastic shows. Make sure that you head on over to the website at HotTopicsTalkRadio.com. You can find out all the information on the hosts as well as catch up on all of the shows that we've done in the past. Big list of shows. So enjoy yourselves. Just listen in. But we're going to go ahead and wrap up this week, and we will be back at the top of next week, actually on Wednesday, with Hot Topics Talk Radio with me and Roland D. So if you've enjoyed the show, please make sure that you follow. Make sure that you share this information, all right? So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week, a fantastic tomorrow, which is Friday, and I mean just make it a bang-up weekend, and we'll see you back here next week under Hot Topics Talk Radio Network. Good night, everybody.